Ron, is everybody ready to go?
I believe so. You know, right now they're conducting the conditioning test, which I will get an update on shortly. But everybody looked good. You know, we had our first administrative meeting with our players and had an opportunity to visit with them quickly about some of the administrative stuff we have to take care of. After they finish their conditioning test, they'll have dinner, and then we'll have our first team formal meeting. And so I look forward to that.
What are you looking for in your second full year?
Growth. I mean, absolute growth. I think our guys have gotten to the point, you know, based on what we did last year, how we finished the season, that we're ready to take another step. And we need to. We really do. I think we've got enough quality football players on this football team. We've got enough veteran leadership on this football team that there's no reason for us not to improve and get better as we head into the 2012 season.
What did you learn from last year's training camp that you might do a little differently this year?
You need time. I think it's probably the biggest thing, obviously. But you know, there's some of the little things, little nuances that you have to be able to handle and take care of in order for things to run smoothly. Probably the biggest thing I learned is you got to be adaptive also. I mean, out here with the weather, with the heat, with the injuries. So I think as we go through this, we'll adapt to the situation, circumstances as they go along. Probably one of the biggest goals we have also is to get everybody out of this healthy.
Ron, last year Steve Smith came in here sort of with something to prove, but obviously proved it, sort of re-energized the group. What's next for him?
Oh, I think now to sustain it. I think what we did offensively suits him very, very well. I think it really uses his talents and abilities. And I think now it's for him just a matter of sustaining that level of play he had. I mean, he set the bar very high. He's always set it very high as a football player, but last year really showed that he's got a lot of football left. And I'm excited to watch him this season. I think he can really excel. And, you know, I think our young wide receivers, it's time to grow up and get themselves on the football field and make things happen. So it should be a very competitive position. I think with Steve leading them, and I think that group of young guys developing, I think we can be a very formidable group of players for us.
Ron, obviously you want competition everywhere, but what positions do you view is the most competitive as you head into camp?
Oh, I think as you look at our defensive line, look at our corners, should be very, very competitive. I think the depth at the linebackers should really be a very, very competitive position as well for us. I like what we have as far as our offensive line. I think our guard and tackle position, especially our right tackle position, should be interesting. You know, I think Byron Bell comes in as a starter, but I think Gary Williams and Bruce Campbell can most certainly push him. So that'll be an interesting battle to watch as far as that's concerned. Tight end, who's going to step up behind Greg Olsen? You know, I think when you look at it, you say, well, you know, what positions are comfortable? Hopefully none of them are. I think they're all, you know, want to compete and keep going. And you know, even Cam said it best. He said, you know, I need to make sure I keep pushing myself and competing. I think, you know, with what we have with Derek and Jimmy, give us some solid players behind them. So we feel very good about where we are right now. The kicking positions will be very competitive. I think the only one that's not competitive is our snapper, the long snapper. I think JJ's pretty solid in that position, unless I come out of retirement. But I think really it should be a very competitive camp.